From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, an American journalist who was inside the besieged shrine of Imam Ali in Najaf in southern Iraq last week. That's our lead today, the scene around that shrine where fighting continues and where militias loyal to the rebel Islamic cleric Muqtada al-Sadr remain holed up. The militias are now saying that U.S. airstrikes overnight damaged an outer wall of the shrine's compound. This shrine is the holiest site for the followers of the Shiite branch of Islam. U.S. authorities say the strikes targeted militants' positions south of the shrine but did not hit that wall. With us now from Najaf is Reuters correspondent Michael Georgi. Michael, what more can you tell us about where this standoff is now in Najaf?
Well, the standoff hasn't really moved anywhere in a few days, and it doesn't look like it will. Basically, Sadr's militiamen are still firmly in control around the Imam Ali shrine and the alleyways. He has, say, about 100 so-called volunteer supporters inside the shrine. There seems to be less fighters around, but according to Sadr's military commanders, that's because they're rotating and they're bringing in people from other parts of the country. The Americans were about 800 meters away from the shrine itself yesterday, the closest they've been since the fighting started, but now they moved back a bit. So it's very difficult to gauge, and today has been relatively quiet.
Relatively quiet. There is this sense that the U.S. and Iraqi forces are about to attack, and then they hold back, and that pattern continues, you say.
Well, I think it will continue. The only thing they can really do is play psychological pressure games, because everybody knows what will happen if that shrine is attacked, and especially if Sadr's wounded, seriously wounded, or killed. It would be a disaster for the pro-American Iraqi government and for U.S. forces. It would ignite passions all around the Shiite world. So I think at the moment they're trying to break the will of Sadr and his fighters. At night, they're using AC-130 planes to pound rebel positions, but I think at the moment, the standoff is going to drag on.
Just over the weekend, the government of Iraq, the interim government anyway, said that it's going to storm the shrine if Muqtada al-Sadr doesn't get out of there. How long can this standoff continue, do you think?
Well, I think you have to be careful engaging what every side said. The Iraqi government also said that the police had taken over the shrine at the militants have left, which was completely false, and that was proven by people there, and they're still in control. Police are nowhere in sight, neither are the Iraqi National Guard, and the police are basically staying in their headquarters because they don't want to get out and get mortared or shot. And the Americans have to be cautious, but the more cautious they are, the longer it'll last. And it seems from what I saw inside the shrine today and other days, they have plenty of food and water. And many of the people think they're fighting some kind of attack by Christian crusaders. They weren't saying this before. This is new language that's being used. So they're even angrier now. So I don't think it's going to end anytime soon.
Reuters correspondent Michael Georgi in Najaf. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.